We were talking a few moments ago about Volodymyr Zelensky, the Ukrainian president, being in Shannon this lunchtime, meeting the Taoiseach there. He, of course, is on his way to Washington. There ahead of him will be the British Prime Minister Keir Starmer, due to meet President Trump at the White House, where obviously Ukraine will be very much the focal point of their talks. Our London correspondent Tommy Mescal joins us now. Tommy, how is this meeting being seen in London today?
It's been seen by many in Westminster, Rachel, as possibly one of the most important moments of Keir Starmer's time in office so far. We know that he faces the very difficult balancing act of trying to maintain good relations with Donald Trump. He has managed to do that so far. But we know, too, that he is bringing a serious message with him today, and that is the need for the US to offer a security backstop to Ukraine in the event of a peace agreement. We know that Donald Trump is far from enthusiastic about offering that. Keir Starmer will be attempting to convince him. Of course, Keir Starmer also has to try and convince the US president not to impose tariffs on the UK in the same way that Donald Trump has threatened to do to the European Union. Keir Starmer was at an event in the British Embassy last night, and he used that as an opportunity ahead of the visit today to talk about the importance of the special relationship, the economic ties between both countries. And the ambassador to the US, Peter Mandelson, at that same event also spoke about there being a fantastically fair and balanced trading relationship between both countries. The meeting with Keir Starmer and Donald Trump is due to get underway later this evening. Keir Starmer will arrive at around 5 o'clock, and then at 7 o'clock, Rachel, we will see that joint press conference between the US president and the prime minister, and all eyes will be on that.
A busy few hours ahead again. Tommy, thank you very much for that. Our London correspondent, Tommy Mescal.